NICE Interactions 2025. Orchestrating the future of CX, Mark Vena, NICE CEO Scott Russell laid out a vision for AI orchestration and the next phase of customer experience at Interactions 2025. NICE Interactions 2025 marked a pivotal moment in the company's evolution, not just as a premier provider of customer experience technology, but as a forward-looking orchestrator of human-centric, AI-driven transformation. Led by newly appointed CEO Scott Russell, the event signaled a recalibration of NICE messaging, strategy, and momentum. Russell's keynote was both pragmatic and visionary, positioning NICE as a company deeply rooted in enterprise-grade performance while boldly leaning into the future of AI-powered experience orchestration. Russell's message centered around one clear theme: experience is a new currency of the enterprise, and NICE is building the infrastructure to manage it end-to-end. Intending to eliminate silos, elevate agent performance, and make customer journeys more intelligent and proactive, he introduced NICE CXone Power Platform as a connective tissue of modern CX strategy. Russell's tone was refreshingly human, striking a balance between optimism and strategic gravity. Where many competitors get lost in AI hype, Russell focused on orchestration, trust, and outcomes, the unglamorous foundational elements that turn CX tools into business transformation engines. Enterprise giants validate NICE CX strategy. The power of that strategy became evident through a series of feature discussions with global brands, including Disney, Walmart, and Carnival Cruises. These weren't mere testimonials, but operational case studies showing how NICE is helping massive, high-stakes enterprises address real challenges at scale. Disney showed how operational excellence can scale without losing its signature magic. With millions of guests traversing its physical and digital properties, Disney CX challenge lies in balancing scale, emotional resonance, and timing. Using CXone Power, the company has begun to bridge fragmented service interactions, from pre-arrival mobile apps to in-park guest services, with intelligence and continuity. NICE enables Disney to personalize service at scale, anticipate guest needs, and minimize points of friction, all while preserving the brand's legendary whimsical charm. Walmart brought a different dimension to the table: operational intelligence. With sprawling global service operations, Walmart is leveraging NICE to drive proactive service, intercepting problems before they escalate, automating triage, and supporting agents with real-time recommendations. The company highlighted measurable improvements in its Net Promoter Score, first call resolution, and service cost efficiency. Notably, Walmart credited NICE with enabling the company to move from reactive customer service to predictive customer management. Carnival Cruises, operating in an industry known for complexity and unpredictability, share how NICE helps manage cross-channel journeys that span digital bookings, onboard services, and post-cruise feedback. NICE journey orchestration and context-sharing tools help unify these touchpoints, ensuring consistency across time, departments, and even geography. As the on-stage Carnival executive explained, this not only reduces operational headaches, but fosters a kind of service continuity that builds long-term loyalty in a highly competitive market. These partnerships illustrate one of NICE's core differentiators: its ability to scale intelligence without compromising customization. NICE isn't simply layering AI on top of legacy systems, but rebuilding the CX core for organizations that need both reach and nuance. Driving real-world impact through AI CX orchestration, a major thrust of the event was NICE's emphasis on experience orchestration, a concept that goes beyond automation or channel integration. According to Russell, and as echoed throughout the Interactions 2025 programming, experience orchestration is about making real-time decisions across the front, middle, and back office. It's a vision rooted in data fluidity, behavioral insights, and contextual guidance. This approach reflects a broader shift in the CX landscape. Businesses are no longer interested in tools that simply react. They want systems that understand, predict, and act, often without human intervention. NICE response to this shift is a continued expansion of CXone Power, which now encompasses conversational AI, bot orchestration, real-time interaction guidance, journey analytics, and workforce engagement management, all under a unified architecture. New capabilities unveiled at Interactions 2025 include advanced generative AI features, low-code customization options, and deeper API connectivity, extending NICE reach into broader enterprise ecosystems. These are not standalone features. They're nodes in a continuously learning, intelligently coordinated experience engine. Crucially, NICE is taking a responsible approach to AI. Russell and other executives consistently emphasize transparency, explainability, and governance. In contrast to competitors rushing to market with partially vetted AI capabilities, NICE is positioning itself as a trusted AI partner, particularly in sectors such as financial services, healthcare, and public safety, where compliance is non-negotiable. This framing reflects a strategic positioning. As businesses become more sophisticated in their adoption of AI, they're prioritizing vendors who understand not only the potential but also the liability of intelligent automation. NICE commitment to responsible AI may prove to be as commercially significant as its technical innovation. Market trends fueling NICE CX growth, NICE momentum, isn't just about internal innovation. It is also aligned with key market trends that favor its platform and philosophy. First, the CX market itself is maturing. Organizations have moved beyond siloed pilots and now seek integrated, outcome-driven solutions. NICE's ability to deliver a unified platform versus a stitched-together suite is a key advantage as businesses seek to reduce vendor sprawl and data fragmentation. Second, the shift to hybrid work has accelerated demand for a cloud-native, globally deployable CX infrastructure. NICE, having long invested in cloud-first development, stands to benefit as on-premises competitors struggle to modernize their systems. Its early lead in cloud CX is not just a feature. It's a strategic moat. Third, the focus on employee experience as part of broader CX initiatives plays directly into NICE workforce engagement tools. Features such as real-time agent guidance, performance analytics, and AI-driven coaching are helping organizations retain talent, reduce burnout, and enhance productivity. This EX-CX convergence is an area where NICE appears to have a lead, one it is keen to expand. Fourth, NICE global footprint and compliance readiness make it especially well-suited for regulated industries. In a business environment increasingly shaped by privacy laws, ethical AI mandates, and cross-border data concerns, NICE attention to secure, auditable AI use is both a competitive differentiator and a customer assurance tool. Of course, NICE is not without challenges. The CX market is crowded, with players such as Genesys 5.9 and Salesforce aggressively expanding into similar territories. Emerging AI-native platforms also present disruptive potential. To maintain leadership, NICE must continue to simplify its value proposition, avoid product bloat, and support customers through increasingly complex adoption cycles. NICE AI innovation with a human core, accentuated by multiple clever video clips by actress and comedian Kristen Bell. Interactions 2025 was more than a product launch showcase. It was a strategic recalibration for NICE under Scott Russell's leadership. By tying together orchestration, AI maturity, customer trust, and market insight, Russell presented a compelling case for NICE next era. The company's emphasis on personalization, empathy, and agent empowerment was not just marketing rhetoric. It was a calculated bet on where the future of enterprise CX was headed. Organizations want AI, yes, but they also want control, clarity, and continuity. NICE is offering all three, backed by real-world execution and an increasingly resonant brand voice. Many of these themes resonated in the CRM Buyer podcast that I conducted at the event. As Russell himself framed it, technology must serve the human experience, not the other way around. Interactions 2025 demonstrated that NICE is not only capable of building the technology to do just that, it's shaping the blueprint for how it should be done at scale. In an industry defined by noise and novelty, NICE is betting on orchestration, outcomes, and trust. And from the looks of Interactions 2025, that bet is paying off. Reproduced with permission, published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research in tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.